Cambridge 105 Radio. So I'll be talking to Madeline Rice from Headway about Alex Ferguson, his brain hemorrhage, which happened over the weekend. I know you can't... Hello, Madeline, first of all.
Hello.
I know you can't talk too much about that because you don't know them. We neither of us know the ins and outs of the medical side of that. Before we talk about that, actually, can you just tell us a little bit about Headway Cambridgeshire?
Headway Cambridgeshire is a charity that provides support for people who've had brain injuries and their families. And that is provided in a variety of ways across the county.
And a brain hemorrhage, which is what Sir Alex Ferguson had. Well, what is a brain hemorrhage, first of all?
Effectively, it's a blood clot, a burst blood clot in the brain.
And how would it affect somebody?
It would lead to a stroke, you know, stroke-like symptoms. So he... It really varies because no brain injury is the same, but he will likely struggle to sort of... He might have weakness in his limbs, he might have memory problems, he'll certainly have fatigue, he may have cognitive impairment. It's impossible to say, but I gather that he's been speaking to his family from his bed today, which is a really positive sign, because it is in those sort of early days, if... you know, things don't start moving a bit, that one becomes concerned. But that is a really good sign, so I'm hopeful for him.
And is it recoverable from?
It absolutely is. Strokes, when you're younger, the brain is more plastic and can kind of relearn things when you're, you know, in a way that you can't when you're in your sort of 70s or 80s. But he has a very good chance of making a recovery, especially since, you know, he seems to be responding well at the moment.
And is brain hemorrhage typical of the kind of people who your charity helps?
We see all sorts, from people who've had road accidents, bike accidents, been in fights, to people with brain tumours. You know, there's all sorts of ways of getting a brain injury. I know someone who stood up too suddenly and hit their head on the corner of a cupboard door, and it happened to be in exactly the wrong place. So, you know, it could happen to anyone at any time doing anything at all.
Oh, my goodness me.
So, hence why we need Headway Cambridgeshire to offer support.
Because a brain injury can be life-changing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's... Again, there's a range. People recover very well from some brain injuries. Others need support for their entire lives. But, you know, you can make huge progress. I see it every day at Headway. I'm immensely impressed by the way that people with brain injuries face their challenges, which are, you know, there's a lot of challenges. You require patience to, because you can't get, you know, it doesn't all happen overnight. People think, oh well, you know, you'll go to rehabilitation and you'll get better and it'll be fine, and it will be fine, but it will take a long, long time, and some things will never be overcome. And so one has to be realistic, as well as setting new goals, so that people have a new framework for their changed circumstances and they can set themselves different goals to the ones perhaps they had pre their injury.
And I'm guessing it's not just physical symptoms, it's the emotional loss that one day you had this life and then literally the next day you didn't.
Absolutely. It's a sudden thing. It's a sudden thing, especially with an aneurysm or something like that. You know, it's one day you're leading your life. Next day, it could be that, you know, you are in a situation where you're having to be cared for by your partner. So, you know, there's huge readjustments to make all the time for people with brain injuries and for their families.
I was going to say, do you support the families as well?
Yes, we do, because, I mean, that they are the people that are bearing the burden. We might offer support and help and in the day, but, you know, it's a day-to-day living with someone with a brain injury, which is extremely challenging. And it requires a lot of people who love them to carry on remaining positive. But there's a lot that can be done.
And what form might rehabilitation take?
What happens with Headway is people go to hospital, obviously, when they have a brain injury and they get excellent medical help. And then they may go to a rehabilitation centre, which gives them, you know, helps them learn to walk again and things like that. But it's when all that work has been done and, you know, as best it can be, that then Headway steps in, because there isn't much else. You know, people are expected just to go home, you know, resume their lives as best they can. They may not be able to work anymore, or they may, you know, have depression, anxiety, memory problems. They can't maybe remember how to make a cup of tea or tell someone they love them, or, you know, there's all sorts of things that we just take for granted. So Headway is really good because it goes out into the community and deals with people one-to-one, offers them support and increases their independence. We also do work in two hubs in Peterborough and Cambridge, things like art therapy, horticultural therapy, cognitive work, life skills, that sort of thing. And we also offer, you know, things that, because you don't want people with stroke and brain injury and strokes do not want to go somewhere where they feel they're there because of their brain injury. So we try and offer things that they would like to do even if they didn't have a brain injury. So we do kind of workshops and things like that, and schemes to get people back into work and volunteering as well.
And I've been to your offices actually out at Fulbourne, and they're happy places. You know, there's a lot of laughter around. There's a beautiful garden there, a beautiful art workshop, a fantastic gym.
Yes, very good gym, which I avail myself of occasionally when the weather's not like this. Yes, it is a positive place, and I work part-time there, but on Thursdays there's always singing in the afternoon. They do singing therapy, and I always feel completely kind of, I don't know, cheered up by the sound, you know, of the singing, because it's so jolly. And they carry on after the session in the corridor. They leave the session still singing, and in some cases leave the place still singing. So, you know, it is very positive.
It must be a rewarding environment to work in, because you see people coming in perhaps, you know, very low and very disabled, and with rehabilitation getting back to maybe achieving some sort of normality.
Yes, it's brilliant when somebody, say, who's come in thinking they never work again, takes up a volunteering post with us, for instance, as a first stepping stone, as we have at the moment an ex-client who now is a volunteer for us, and that's happened before, and that's really heartening. Or when someone didn't want to do art and, you know, then suddenly starts producing these amazing paintings, or finds great comfort and pleasure in planting in the garden, and you know, so there's all sorts of ways in which actually you see the progress and people. And we've done stuff. My colleague did a marvellous thing with one person. He was going off to uni, and so she made a recipe book with things he could make when he was at uni, because he had forgotten the simplest procedures for cooking. So they took it right back to basics, and he went off to uni with a file of recipes. And so things like that, you know, it's small increments and changes that make it a very, you know, happy place in a way to work, even though there's a lot of sadness too.
And as well as the physical disability and the emotional trauma, I guess there's sort of personality issues as well. Do people change personality once they've had a brain injury?
Often, not always, but often. It is, they get, sometimes people get, you know, less inhibited. That can be one of the things. Sometimes they are very confused and can't remember the things, and that makes them, a lot suffer from depression after brain injury, anxiety. So yes, there's all sorts of issues, and it's a very complicated thing, and each person that comes in will have a completely different set of needs and things that he or she needs support with. So, you know, it has to be sort of tailor-made. There's no blanket sort of remedy for, you know, or solution.
I know you've got a range of skilled workers there. You have counsellors and art therapists.
Yes, all sorts of people. Occupational therapists help people get back into work. And a couple of brilliant gym instructors who, you know, who are like personal trainers, really. And they sort of create programs specifically for people with brain injuries. And, you know, so, yeah, it's a really good team.
And always very buzzy there. What events have you got coming up? Have you got anything that
you've got any events coming up? We have our annual summer jamboree, which is probably coming up sometime quite soon, although I don't know any details yet.
It'll be on your website, actually.
Yes, it will be on my website.
And you
can
find out more about the work of Headway on the Headway website, which is headway-cams.org.uk. How long have you been working there, Madeline?
I have been working there, is it 3 years soon this summer? 3 years, golly, yeah.
And it sounds like you enjoy it very much. I guess every day is slightly different, isn't it?
Yes, every day is different, and it's always good for someone moaning and kind of miserable, as I often am, to see people who actually have something to moan about actually moaning a lot less than I moan. So, you know, that is always, you know, good a good thing for me. And, you know, I work from home some of the time, so actually going in and talking to people and hearing their stories is brilliant.
Well, thank you ever so much for coming in today. I know it was short notice, we sprung it on you this morning, but lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
And good luck to Headway.
Thank you.